Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You are welcome to our times of impartation. The Apostle Paul says that for I long to see you, that I may impart into you some spiritual gift that will help you to be established at the end of the day. Can you just pray a bit and commit yourself into the hands of the Lord? Ask the Lord to speak to you, ask the Lord to touch you, ask the Lord to visit you, ask the Lord that tonight His word will be a light unto you in the name of Jesus. Pray that the entrance of the word of the Lord will bring us light and will bring us understanding tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabadidia Tasanta Yababa Baba, Leko Santa Leveria Baba, Lebabo Sokotolo Babosika Bayababa. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Thank you for our times of impartation. Thank you that tonight we are in your presence. We pray that you touch us. We pray that you heal us. We pray that you bless us. In the name of Jesus that we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. This month is our month of marriage, family, and relationship enrichment. So that is what we have declared the month of January as a church. A month of marriage, a month of family, and relationship enrichment. And last week, our pastor preached powerfully. I bring you greetings from pastor tonight. He says, I should send his regard to all of you. He preached a very wonderful message, and the title was, Why Love is the Greatest, isn't it? How many of you were in church last week? Yeah, very powerful message. Why love is the greatest. So can you give me one of the points that he spoke about? Why love is the greatest? Why love is the greatest? Yes, he says, love never fails. Amen. And we learned so much last week. And tonight, I want to also preach. And the title of my message is a teaching service. Is love is a responsibility, not just a feeling. Hallelujah. Love is a responsibility, not just a feeling. Are you here tonight? Holy Spirit, we ask for your presence. Lord, I thirst for you, and I long to be in your presence. My soul wait on you. That is all we are asking tonight. Me nearer to the beauty of your holiness. Lord, I thirst for you. Lord, I thirst for you. Oh, and I long to be in your presence. Father, draw us close. Father, draw me near. the beauty of your holiness. Responsibility, not just a feeling. That is the title of my message. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many things in this life we do not because we feel like doing them, isn't it? But because we have a responsibility. So, for example, we go to work not because we want to go to work. I mean, everybody would love to just rest at home and sleep. But you must go to work. Sometimes when you are in bed, you don't even feel like waking up to be in the Athenian traffic. And you have to drive all the way to work and drive all the way back. Sometimes you feel like I shouldn't go to work. But you have to go because it's not just about your feeling. You have a responsibility to go to work. Hallelujah. Paying the bills at home. I mean, nobody is so excited to pay bills. Imagine we are living a life where every month you don't pay light bill. Charlie, it will be nice, pal. The way we will use the light, hey, it will not be easy. Like no light bill. You are not calculating any light bill. No water bill. We will bath, sir. Yeah. No need to, you know, pay any hospital bill and other things. So we don't do those things because we feel excited to do them, but because we have a responsibility to do those things. Hallelujah. Sometimes even as Christians coming to church, you wake up and you are not too okay to be in church. It happens. Your feeling, what your body is telling you is that, Charlie, you just have to be at home today, pounce on fufu and what is the soup? Pamno soup with crab and kotojwe. Kotojwe, that meat is so nice. You try to crack the bone, but the bone will not crack. But it's very nice. It's like I'll be at home and eat some fufu and pamno soup with kotojwe. But since it's not a feeling, it is a responsibility for you and I to gather into the presence of the Lord, we come to church anyway. Hallelujah. So you show up because responsibility remains even when feeling change. Because sometimes feeling will change. You don't feel like doing certain things, but it is a responsibility to do it. You may be a father. You don't feel like paying the school fees. You don't feel like giving pocket money. But it is a responsibility to pay the school fees. It is a responsibility to, you know, give feeding fee, I beg your pardon, even if you don't feel so. Hallelujah. So if it is true in natural things, then even it is more true in spiritual things, that love is not just a feeling, but it is a responsibility. Many believers approach love emotionally. So when you're talking about love, there are people, they approach love with a lot of emotion. So when the feeling is strong, okay, love flows. When my feeling for you is very strong, you see that my love for you will flow easily. But when the feeling changes, love is withdrawn. So there are people who used to love others. They care for them. They have a certain mind for them because that feeling is there. But along the line, immediately the feeling disappears. No more love. Hallelujah. And tonight, God has designed love not to survive only on feelings. When we talk about love, love cannot survive only on feelings because feeling can always change. Amen. That is what tonight we want to share on certain truth, where love is a responsibility and not just a feeling. If love were only feeling, God would not command it. God will not command his love. But scripture presents that love sometime, or we must walk in love. That is what the scripture said us. said to us that we must walk in love. Not sometimes, but we must always walk in love. And let's look at some truth about why love is a responsibility, not a feeling. Truth number one, love is a command before it is a feeling. Love is a command before it is a feeling. What happens is that most people, they rather bring the feeling first before the command. So when the feeling is no more there, the love is no more there. But as people of God, as we are in this month of love, let us understand that love is a command before it is a feeling. John chapter 13 verse 34. John 13, 34. The Bible says that a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So Jesus is giving us a new commandment. And he says that now I have given you a new commandment. And what is that commandment? That you should love one another. So when you are talking about love, love is not just a feeling, but it is a command. God has commanded you and I to love. And when I was looking for the dictionary definition of a command, one of the definitions that I saw was that an important rule given by God that tells people how to behave. When we say something is a command, it is an important rule given by God that tells people how to behave. So here God is telling us how to behave, and he says that we must love one another. I've given you a command, and that command is that you have to love one another. Amen. Oh, I said amen. So this explains that love can remain even when feelings are wounded. If it is a command, it means that it can remain when feelings are wounded. Because earlier on, I said that feelings, they change. Some of us, our feelings, they change easily. You'll be nice right now. By 2 minutes time, it's like something is wrong with you. You are laughing right now. By an hour time, Charlie, you are no more happy. So imagine that if your love is based on feelings, it means that you cannot get to a point where you can love your neighbor as Jesus has commanded us to do. And he says that I have commanded you, I've given you a commandment that you should love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Amen. Love does not start in the heart, but love starts in obedience. You see, when you are talking about love, it's about obedience. And here, the Bible says that the commandment that is given to us is that we should love one another. So my brothers and sisters in the Lord, let us understand that in this month of February, as we are talking about love, love is not just a feeling that we should have, but it's a command that God has given to us. So I have a command to love you, Reverend. It's a commandment. And you also have a command to love me. It's not about your feeling. It's not either you are happy or you are not happy. If the husband is not happy about the wife, you must still love because it's a commandment. If the wife is not happy about the husband, the wife must still love. It is a commandment. It's not the feeling. It's not that today I am happy. So tell him more love, more love, more love. And the day I am not happy, there is no love. But Jesus says that I've given you a commandment, and that commandment is that you should love one another. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must always love. So in the church, let us love one another. Let us know that we have a commandment. Even when my feeling is saying otherwise, like the way you don't feel like paying the bills, but you have to pay. Like the way sometimes you don't feel like going to work, but you have to go. Like the way sometimes you don't feel like coming to church and you have to come. It's the same way if you don't feel like loving, you must love. Because it is a commandment. And we cannot compromise with this. Amen. Oh, I said amen. So did you get the first point? Why love is a responsibility, not a feeling. and I'm sharing some truth with you. And the first truth I touch on is that love is a command before a feeling. So don't put the feeling first before the command. Let the command be the first before the feeling. Because if the command is always the first, you will love your neighbor irrespective of what you do. You not get to a point and say that I won't love you again. You will not get to a point and say that I won't show you care again. You will not get to a point and say that because you have done ABCD, I'm no more, you know, going to love you. No, because it's a command and it's something that God has commanded us to do. Amen. Now, once we understand that love is a command, the next question is, how often are we required to love? Because it's a command. We cannot do anything about it. We are commanded to love. So maybe you are seated over here and say, okay, it's a command. Jesus said, I've commanded you to love. So the next question that anybody can ask is that, okay, how often should I love? Since it's a command, maybe there should be a limitation to the love that God wants me to love my neighbor. There should be a limitation. Because this love thing that God is talking about, and since it's a command, he should put a limitation. So that when my neighbor tries to make fool out of me, when that limitation is up to, I'll say, Charlie, it is done. The commandment, it is finished. It's finished. So there should be a limitation, isn't it? It's a good question to ask. That will lead us to truth number two, which says that love is a debt we owe, not a reward people earn. Love is a debt we owe, not a reward people earn. Romans chapter 13 verse 8. The Apostle Paul says that owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So love is a debt we owe. It's not a reward that we people have to earn. So as I'm here, the Paul says that we should owe no man anything. It means that try as much as possible not to owe people. But there's one thing as I'm standing here that I owe you. And there's one thing as you are seated here watching me, you are owing me, is love. Amen. I owe you love and you owe me love. Owe no man anything except to love one another. So as you are here, know clearly that whenever you see me, you owe me love. And whenever I see you, I owe you love. Anybody that you see in this life, in the body of Christ around you, know clearly. Don't say, oh me, I don't owe anybody anything. It's good. I don't owe you money. I don't owe you anything. As I'm here, I am a free man. I am a free woman. It's a nice thing. But you owe somebody love. Because love is a debt that we owe. Amen. It's not a reward that people earn. In other words, I will not love true love because she has done something for me to reward her with my love. That's what I'm talking about. I will not love her because, oh, she has done something nice. So, shall I take my love? No. Either she did something that is right or something that is not right, I owe her my love. Amen. So understand clearly that in this month of February, as you are walking in love, understand that you owe people love. You owe your husband love. You owe your wife love. You owe your children love. You owe your teacher love. You owe your pastor love. Pastor, you owe your church members love. All of us seated over here, we owe one another love. So the Bible says that we should owe no man anything but love. Hallelujah. So love is not something that people qualify for. Amen. Love is not something that you qualify for. Oh, this person has done so, so and so, so you are qualified for my love. No. Either you've done the right thing or not, I have to love you. I owe you my love. Amen. Love is something that we owe. Love does not stop when someone failed you. Imagine you fail me. Imagine you disappoint me. Then I'll say, Charlie, in Adwina, my love for you there is done. I don't have anything to do with you. No. When you fail me, I still owe you love. When I fail you, I still owe you love. Amen. One statement I hear people make all the time is that there's no love, there's no love, there's no love. There's no love in the church. There's no love in the church. You owe us love, so give us more love. Give us more love. We need your love. If you come somewhere and you think that there's no love there, you owe the people their love. So if you are in a church and you think that there's no love in the church, it means that you must give the church more love, so that your love will fill the church and people will know that, oh, we must also love. Hallelujah. Yeah. Love does not end because someone disappointed you. No. If you disappoint me, you don't disappoint me, I must love you. If your husband disappoints you, he doesn't disappoint you, you must love him. If your children disappoint you, they don't disappoint you, you must love him. Amen. Sometimes people, if you like, they withdraw love from people as a form of punishment. I don't know whether you know that. Yes. They will say, oh, Charlie, let's punish this person. Eh? And what do we do? They will withdraw love from you. No, it's a wrong thing. You cannot withdraw love from somebody because I want to punish you, because I want to show you small pepper how to withdraw my love from you. It's not done. When we withdraw love from people, we are not obeying God. We are not obeying God. So there are churches where they say, oh, this person has done A, B, C, D. So now the church is coming to punish the person. No more love. No church member should call that person. When we see he's on break for 1 year, no more call. 2 years at the back, be there. No, please. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you are sending people to the back, it means that you are sending them closer to the door. They will go out. No, we should rather bring them closer. Because if you've done something that we are sending you to the back, like where Uncle Abed is sitting, before you see, he's gone out. So we should rather bring the person to the front and say, Charlie, we love you irrespective of what you have done, because we owe you love. So let's not punish people in the sense of withdrawing our love from them. There are people who withdraw their love from people. Or it's not true what I'm talking. Yeah. They will withdraw their love from you, so that you can feel the punishment. You can feel that they are punishing you. The way they used to love you, they won't check up on you again. They won't call you. They won't give you money for chocolate. They won't give you money for toffee again. They will show you the thing. Then as you are there, you are crying. You are crying. But no, if I want to punish you, I must not withdraw my love from you. So no matter what somebody will do to you in this church, if you want to punish the person, you cannot take love away, because you owe the person love. Amen. And those of us who don't love, so as we are here, if you know somebody who doesn't love you, go to the person clearly and say, Charlie, you owe me love. Oh, give my love to me. Give me my love. Give me my love. Yes. And the way we chase people, it's like you are owing me money. You owe me momo. Send my momo back to me. It's the same way if you can see a brother in this church and you feel like this brother doesn't really love you, you feel like this sister doesn't really love you, please, you can go to the brother or the sister and say, brother, do you know something? The Bible says that we should owe no man anything. But today you owe me something. Then give this scripture to the person. Romans 13 verse 8. You owe me love. Give me my love. Show me the love. Yes, it's allowed. Amen. Yeah. So let us obey the scriptures. Let us obey the scriptures. I owe you love. You owe me love. Love is something. It's a debt we owe, not a reward people pay. You don't. If Shula, you insult me, I have to love you. If you don't insult me, I have to love you. Whatever you say, if you go and tell somebody that my head is big, meaning I know already that my head is big, I'll still love you. It's not a problem. I must love you no matter what you do. Amen. And in this month of love, let us understand that we owe people love. We owe our children love. We owe our husbands love. We owe our workers love. We owe people who are working under us love. We owe our lecturers love. We owe our friends love. We owe people around us, our neighbors, we owe them love. And let us show them the love that they deserve. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Truth number 3. We are almost done. So the next question that you may ask is that, but the Bible does not stop at commanding love. It also shows us how love is proven. because it says that what you owe me or what I owe you is love. Now, how will love be proven? How do we prove love? Truth number three. I'm almost done. Love is proven by action, not words. Love is proven by actions, not words. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Oh, yes. Tula, you owe me love. You have to love me. Isn't it? Yeah, you have to love me. You have to love me. It's a must. There's nothing you can do about it. You cannot bargain. You cannot say, oh no, this one then I won't do it. You must. You cannot. You owe me love. So everybody watching me tonight, you owe me love. Me too, as I'm watching you, I owe you love. Hallelujah. Love is proven by action, not words. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because God laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso have this words good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let's read it from the NLT. He said that we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and see a brother or a sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Love is proven by action, not words. Amen. Anyone can say, I love you, I love you, I love you. It is easy to say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Me dog. Is that how they say it, Mitri? Yeah, me dog. In French, oh, je t'aime. You go, je t'aime, je t'aime. It's nice, I love you. Everybody can say it. You see children in the house before they go to school. Mommy, I love you. Mother will also say, hey, everybody can say, I love you. Who didn't say I love you today? You are here, you didn't say I love you to somebody today. Lift up your right hand. You are in church, don't lie. Oh, oh, why? Oh, oh. Father Philip, oh, you didn't say I love you to your wife today. She was not around. Okay, after church, call her on phone and tell her that, baby girl, I love you from Pastor Philip. Man, we are in the month of love, so more love. But I love you is something that we always say all the time. But that word is so heavy. Love is not just is not proven by words. Love is not proven by just words, by action. So when you say you love me, you have to prove your love. So here the Bible says that we know that what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So when Jesus says that I love you, he gave his life for us as a proof of his love. Amen. So anyone can say I love you, but love that never acts is not a biblical love. Yeah, it's an action word. Love must act. Love is about show working. It's not just you say I love you, or I love you. That one is more nice. I don't like I love you. I love you. It's not just about you. I love you. I love you must come with action. You can't just say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and no action. That is not love. Amen. So there should be actions in love. If you say you love me, it should be seen how patient you are with me. Action. You can't say that you love me and you are not patient with me. It means you don't love me. Love is action. So when you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, you should be patient with me. You should be patient with me. You should forgive me if you say you love me. You can't tell somebody that I love you, and when it's time for you, or if the person has offended you and it's time for you to forgive the person, you cannot forgive the person. No. It's not just you saying that I love you. It's action. Love is seen in sacrifice. You should sacrifice for me if you say you love me. You should sacrifice. The scripture that we read, the Bible says that Jesus, he gave his body for us. So he gave his life for us. That is one of the wondrous sacrifice that anyone can do. It. Bible says that greater love has no man than this, than a man should give his life for his friends. So there should be sacrifice. If you say you love somebody, sacrifice for the person. Amen. Love is proven when it is inconvenient. Love is proven when it's unseen. And love is proven when it's unrewarded. Don't wait for a reward. Or when I love this person, there will be a reward. That is not what it is. If you love, show work. I love you will not put food on someone's table. So sometimes if you, after saying that I love you, and you know that this person doesn't have small money to buy kenke and fish, after saying that I love you, give the person something and say, oh Charlie, you sort yourself out with some kenke and fish and I'll see you. That's nice. Amen. Yeah, I love you. One day a pastor asked his church members to come and work in his house, and that day when they went, it worked so well, and they were even thirsty, and they asked the housemaid that, oh, can you get us water, because the pastor said we should work in his house. It's not our pastor. Some of you, when we are giving story, then your mind go to think, I beg you, it's not pastor. Then the housemaid say, oh no, in this house we don't give water to people there. So if you are coming to work, you have to come with your water and food. Yeah, in this house we don't do those things. So the people, they worked. It was not easy for them. The work was not easy. And they finished by the grace of God. When the pastor came and he saw them, so pastor, we are done with the work. And the pastor said, guys, you are blessed. Hey! One of them, among them, stood in front of the pastor and said, pastor, it's you are blessed, we go talk. It's you are blessed, we go talk. Ah! What do you mean that we are blessed? We came here since morning. Even we asked for water, just water to drink. Your housemate says that the rule in this house is that we don't give anything out of the house. We have to walk and go and get water and food for ourselves. And now that we are done with the work, you are saying you are blessed. It doesn't mean we should walk back home or what. He said, pastor, if you are blessed, we go talk. So I believe that that pastor, if he says that, laugh. Guys, Charlie, you are blessed, but at least something small. Take this one and sort yourself out. The people will be happy. Yeah. How will somebody work for you since morning and you are telling that you are blessed? Later, the pastor came to church Sunday morning and he says that church members, these days they are not spiritual. They came to work in my house and I told them they are blessed. And one of them had the audacity and he asked me, pastor, if you are blessed, we will talk. They don't understand spiritual things. That's what the pastor said. But you see, if you look at the message very clearly, you know that what the guy said to the pastor is the truth. Because they don't have any money on them. And you are saying you are blessed. Is it you are blessed that will take them to the trotro and the trotro to the house? No! You need to show action. Action after you are blessed. So sometimes we tell people you are blessed. Charlie, all it is well. It is well with your soul. But no, sometimes you have to show. Show working. The love, no. Real thing must be done. Hallelujah. There are things that you should do when you love somebody. You should be able to give the person something to eat. Yeah. You should be able to give something to eat. I'm so blessed that we are in a church where our pastor depicts love. There are many times where we will tell you, James, this person, let's do something. Yeah. One day we came to church, somebody came to church, the pastor was worshiping. He called me, he says, this person, when we close from church, let's do something about this. Let's do something about this. That is love. That is love. Amen. Yes, it's love. So you have to be patient with one another. You have to be kind to one another. You have to forgive one another. And you have to show working. As a pastor, you go, you pray to people, and you know clearly that after praying for the person is still hungry. Don't just say that, Charlie, be filled with the Holy Spirit now. Be filled. filled, be filled. Receive it, one. Receive it, two. Because of the hunger, too, the person is so light, so you fall. Cool. You're so tired. Today, the anointing has really worked. No. After you are done with that, if you have something, something small, look of you for the boys. Oh, take this in and sort yourself out. There are people that we have to look at them and ask them, Charlie, how can we help you? How can we help you? How can we help you? Those are love. There are many times where Uncle Albert will call me. James, this person, what do you think we can do for this person? This person cannot remain like this. So let's try and change the story. It's love. Amen. So love is action. It's not just words. It's not just you telling me, I love you. Or me telling you, I love you, I love you. But you have to prove it. Prove your love. Amen. Prove your love. This week somebody was telling me that the person that he's dating says that she's not a wife material. So I said, what does it mean? So the guy says, I'm not a wife material. He says, so what does it mean if he says that you are not a wife material? What does it mean to him? And so, because he says that if I truly love him, he has to sleep with me. And I told him, I'm going to tell him that the next time he says that, I'll come and catch him myself. And I told him, you can't date him. He's not the correct guy. And I asked the lady, how old are you? He says, I'm 21. I said, you know, 21, you are going to date somebody who says you are not a wife material. And the way she was talking to me, I feel that maybe she wants to go and prove to the guy that she's a wife material. Hey! No, you cannot go and prove to somebody that you are a wife material by sleeping with a person. No. That's what I told her. I said, no, it's not done. So sometimes people can tell you that prove your love in the wrong way. Yes. So I'm just saying this thing for you to understand. It doesn't, you see, don't take the message out of context. That, oh, Pastor James says that love is action. It's not just words. So as you are dating, the guy says, oh, you are not a wife material. Prove it. If you say, I wife material, come to my place. Come and wash my things. Come and action. Come. Action. So like this Valentine, it's time for action. Come and show me some one or two stars for me to know that this girl, in marriage, it will be nicer and wider. No. So I told her that you can't date such a person. But now just focus on your books. Okay, 21 years. Just relax. Okay, then I told her, you are a very good wife material. Because the way she was talking to me, she was disappointed. So I'm not wife material. Action. That's the wrong action. But I'm saying that love is action. Let's love one another, not just in words. But indeed, hallelujah. Truth number four, as we end. Love requires sacrifice and self-denial. Love requires sacrifice and self-denial. Amen. Action. So those of you that are single, please, Valentine's Day is not time for action. I don't know, the guys to this day, those are their lines. Yeah, they are lies. If you love me, come and prove it. Come and wash. Come and cook bangu. Come and pound fufu. So that you see that you are a wife material. Come and wake up at my end in the morning. Then you wear my long t-shirt and my boxer shorts. And you'll be in my sleeper. It shows that you are a wife material. No. Don't do that. So singles, we are watching you this Valentine. 14th April. Don't go and show wrong actions. No. You have to relax. Then come to church on Sunday. By the grace of God, the church has organized something nice for you after church. Single, ready to mingle. So you learn a lot of things. Amen. Yes. Even with those that we are married, right? Even there will be action that day. But that day will come to church after church. Okay, it's 6 to 9. After church, 9 o'clock, we go home. Action. Yes. We have the certificate to do action. So we'll do action. Love requires sacrifice and self-denial. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So when you say you love Jesus, there must be sacrifice and there must be self-denial. That's why he says that, take up your cross, come after me, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus said that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. So love requires sacrifice, and love requires self-denial. Amen. Love always demands that something in us must die. Pride must die. Self-interest must die. Hallelujah. The need to always be right must die. Yeah, that is all love requires. Sacrifice and self-denial. Sometimes because of love and some of the argument, I just say, oh, you, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Don't always say that I am right, Mr. Right and Madam Right. As for this one, I am right. What the moon? Because of love. Sometimes just say, oh, for peace to prevail in this situation, it's okay. Let sleeping dog lie. That's love. Amen. Where self is alive, love struggles. Where self is alive, love struggles. Yourself, your ego, all the time, you want to things to be done in your own way. Even at home, in your marriage, all the time you want to feel yourself. You see that love will always struggle. All the time there will be fights, you don't even know, and you may be banging the devil. But it's not the devil, it's just that self is alive. He says that if you want to come after me, you must deny yourself. You must take up your cross and follow me. So love is more like sacrifice and self-denial. Yeah. Yeah. There are parents who can live a certain life, but because of their children, they don't live. It's self-denial. And there are parents who live a certain life and they deny their children from certain things. It's like when you look at the money that you are going to use to pay this fees, and you look at each other, this money can sort me out. I can get the latest iPhone. You understand? So let me get the latest iPhone. Let them go to Saito. You know, me could have gone to Saito, so let them just be at Saito. But their parents will say, oh, that money, let the children be at the best of schools. Self-denial. Yeah, that is love. Not just deny yourself a lot of things to show or to prove how you love somebody, to sacrifice. Amen. Yeah. Then the last point. Love is maintained by daily choice. Love is maintained by daily choice. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Love is maintained by daily choice. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, that is love, which is the bond of perfectness. So love is maintained by daily choice. Love must be put on intentionally. In every day of your life, you have to intentionally put love on. Amen. You don't wait to feel loving. You must choose to be loving. Amen. You must choose patience. You must choose kindness. You must choose forgiveness. Yeah. Mature believers, they don't love by chance. They love by choice. So every day when you wake up, let's think about love. And it's not easy to love people. No, it's not an easy thing. This is that I'm saying it. It's not easy. Because your default setting, there is something in us that will always fight people. Even when you always want to retaliate. So it's something that all of us must work on. Daily, every day, let's choose to love intentionally. Love intentionally. Tell yourself that irrespective of what you have done, irrespective of what you said, I will love you. I don't have any other option but to love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In conclusion, love is not something we fall into. It is something we walk in. We walk in love. So don't fall in love. Rather walk in love. It's an action word. Amen. Let's walk in love. Let's debate love. Feelings may change, but responsibilities remain. Feelings will change. So if your love is on feelings, it will change and you may not love somebody. But when you see it as a responsibility, it is a responsibility for me to love Mr. Forgive Kojo Evans Mieleji. I have to do it. It's a responsibility. Hallelujah. Yeah. Strong believers are not those who feel love deeply, but those who practice love faithfully. So all of us here, we have to practice love. Don't wait to feel love. That is that there's no love, there's no love. You practice the love. Maybe as you are saying that there's no love, if you practice it, the person will learn it. Amen. Yes. Maybe the person doesn't know what love is, and you know what love is, and you say, oh, there's no love in the church. So why not practice it? Then we will learn from you. Yeah, it's as simple as that. Hallelujah. And may God give us the grace to love not just with emotion, but with obedience. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Have you been blessed tonight? Love is a responsibility, not just a feeling. And we learn some truth. Let's go over them. Truth number one, love is a command before it is a feeling. Okay, it is a command before it is a feeling. Number two, love is a debt we owe, not a reward people earn. Do you have that? Number three, love is proven by action, not words. Too much words. Too much words. So working. Number four, love requires sacrifice and self-denial. Then number five, love is maintained by daily choice. Every day we have to choose to love one another. Hallelujah. I want us to be on our feet tonight and pray just for a minute or two. Pray for yourself that you'll be somebody that will love your neighbor. You'll love the Lord. You'll do everything within your capacity to love the people that you have to love. Sometimes it's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. But pray and say, God, help me. Help me to defeat love. Help me to defeat love. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute. In the name of Jesus. Marabo sataya baba baba re da 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 bade. Loko sataya da 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 bazi katala baba baba baba. Loko satala ba. Help us to obey the command. Help us to understand that love is not just a feeling, but it is a command that you have commanded us to. In the name of Jesus, help us to understand that we owe people love as we walk in this life. We owe these people love. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us to understand this truth in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, that will prove our love by action, not only words. In the name of Jesus. Marabo sataya baba baba. Roko baya baba baba sokotoya baba baba. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. Father, we bless your name for what you have done tonight. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.